Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Roy Williams is right. He is one lucky sucker. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Old Roy often says, only half kidding, that he's the luckiest guy in the world, coaching basketball at schools like Kansas and Carolina. Not bad for the first college graduate in his family that lived in near poverty outside of Asheville. Williams, like his predecessor Dean Smith, has never sought the spotlight, spending time with his grandkids and a good golf game are his main loves away from basketball. He wasn't at the NBA draft because his mug doesn't have to be on national TV at every opportunity. For someone who did have bad luck during a recruiting downturn as the NCAA churned through its investigation, Williams is now on a new run of good luck. Take his point guard situation, which could have been a problem after Joel Berry and Marcus Paige each spent four seasons at Carolina. Old Roy knew before Kobe White did that he would be a first-round NBA draft pick and one and done in Chapel Hill. Williams saw White, the all-time leading scorer in North Carolina high school basketball, in a summer league game when Kobe had 5 3-pointers and 5 dunks. You don't have to be a savvy talent scout to know the kid who did that is pretty dadgum good. So he told the staff to start looking for their next point guard, since Kobe would be around only 1 year. On paper, his 2020 Tar Heels would have been in the middle of the ACC if the recruitment of five-star Cole Anthony had turned out differently. Williams said he didn't talk what-ifs with Anthony because he was pretty sure Kobe wasn't coming back. Still, Anthony had to be patient and wait until White announced he was turning pro before committing to Carolina. There may have been too much of the basketball to share with Kobe and Cole in the lineup together. So even after losing 3 first-round draft picks for the third time in his 16 years here, and no more negative recruiting keeping recruits away, Williams still has a program of today that looks like a combination of old and new. The one-and-dones are coming, the foundational players are staying 4 years, and even graduate transfers are lining up to visit after seeing how Cameron Johnson improved under Roy's tutelage. And if you read the recruiting reports, which I rarely do, UNC has another motherload class coming for the 2020-21 season. Yep, this coach's charmed life keeps chugging along toward his 70th birthday next August. This is Archansky. See ya.